call his name Jesus. Advent Devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries. Written by Carrie Vo.
The best he could offer. For Wednesday, Christmas Day, December 25th, 2019. The text is Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Mary loved her baby. You can see it in her actions. She wrapped him in swaddling cloths. These were the strips of cloth that mothers used to bind their babies so that they would grow up straight and strong. And of course, she wanted the best for her baby. So she must have packed them back in Nazareth in case of need. They weren't silk or satin, but they were the best that she could offer. Joseph loved the baby too. We can see that by all the hard work he went to keep Jesus and his mother safe. Was it he who brought over the manger so that Jesus could have a safe place to sleep and Mary wouldn't have to worry about him? It seems likely. He couldn't provide Jesus with a crib or cradle, but he could at least get him off the floor. It was the best he could offer. And God the Father, his love was the best of all. For he also provided the best he could offer. Jesus himself, our Savior. God did not send us an angel. He did not send a wise and holy man or a great leader or an epic hero. He sent his own son, Jesus, into the flesh. God incarnate, born as a human baby. Jesus offered himself up for our sakes. From the first day of his life to the last, he offered himself at the cross in order to destroy the power of sin, death, and the devil. He brought the whole human race out from under those terrible powers. And when he rose from the dead, he guaranteed that whoever trusts in him will have the best of the best, will become a child of God, and enjoy his love and deep, joyful, meaningful life forever. Who could offer anything more? We pray to him. Father, thank you for Jesus. Take my heart and help me to trust in your Son forever. Amen.